Of course, all of my inner secrets are out today. I'm a soap nut. And it's almost embarrassing. No, it's not embarrassing. I'm very proud of it, but just something maybe you didn't know about me. Well, American Idol opened its fifth season last night and will ultimately crown its next pop star. But where will the next country star come from? Well, if an alumni list means anything, it'll probably come from the 24th annual Colgate Country Showdown coming up next Thursday, January 26th at the Ryman Auditorium. And your host for all the festivities, soap star Cassie DePaiva from One Life to Live, one of my favorite ABC soaps. She joins us this morning from New York here on Tennessee Today. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Kevin. I think you should just never be ashamed of watching a soap opera. You stand up and be proud, and you wear it in that pink shirt.
You know what? I'm one of these guys. I swear to God, I will literally tape 3 days of soaps and spend a Sunday afternoon with you folks. I just absolutely love it.
Well, I'm glad. You know what? You keep me on the air. And you'd be amazed how many other men watch it, too. So you can stand up and be somebody.
I'm in good company. Hey, I was looking at the list. Speaking of a pretty impressive company, I was looking at the list of former hosts of this event.
I'm just thinking about the people that have actually been on that event and won, and where their talent, you know, was pretty much starlighted right there. So it's great.
I mean, you look at the whole list, and it's like Billy Ray Cyrus, on and on and on. I mean, it's like a who's who of country music.
Yeah, it's great. I got to actually co-host it 2 years ago with Billy Ray, and that was really fun. And then last year, actually, Sarah Evans hosted it, and this year I get to do it by myself, so I'm very excited.
That is excellent. Cassie, Brooke Austin here with you. And speaking of things coming out secret-wise, I love Billy Ray Cyrus. I think he does not get the credit he deserves for his acting and singing. But, Cassie, your thoughts?
I do, too. I'm right with you on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I really do. And, you know, Achy Breaky Heart, it had a little hook and people teasing, but I still like that song. Your thoughts, too, for many aspiring singers we have in Nashville, as they go out for this, try out for this, what is your advice when they go before the judges for something like this?
Well, actually, you know, this is nationwide. This goes, we've got this year there are 5 young women that are the finalists, and there one's from Nebraska, actually one's from Kentucky, there's one in the Arizona area, so there's a lot of, it goes nationwide, but I don't know. It all depends. You never know what makes the judges choose what they choose. But I, you know, just go out and be your best and be honest and be as just try to entertain.
I was going to ask you about the 5 women. Did the guys just take the year off or something? What?
Well, 2 years ago there were a couple of female vocalists. There was one male vocalist, and the rest of them were like bands. So it all depends on, I guess what blows the judge's hair back at the time. But this time, we've got a little bunch of snack cakes up there. So it's good. It's good. I think it'll be great entertainment.
Okay. You're going to be the host. Also, Montgomery Gentry is going to be starring. This is going to be a great competition, and it is free, and tickets are available, but they are limited. So make sure that you're there at Ryman Auditorium coming up next Thursday. And by the way,
Can I give away two of my VIP tickets?
I would love it. In fact, I'll tell you what, if you're caller number 5 right now at 737-WLAC, that's 737-9522, star WLAC on your Verizon Wireless, or 1-800-688-9522, a free call outside of Tennessee, you can score 2 of Cassie's VIP tickets.
See, Cassie, we like you even more.
See,
well, that's great, Brooke. Now, you guys gonna stop by? And
I am definitely. I'm definitely coming down there because I'm new to Nashville, and I'm really getting into the music scene thing, and this is going to be a lot of fun. By the way, I got to ask you, I got a close friend who is a bigger, OLTL fan than I am, and she asked me, okay, 2 questions. Is Todd heading to prison, and will Blair really hook up with Spencer? Now, be honest. Can you give us a little insight?
Yes, on both accounts.
All right.
You got the inside story.
There you go.
Well, there you go. And today will be a big turning point at One Life to Live. Blair overhears Todd admit something, and that changes and rocks her world. So, yeah, you got to tune in today. It's a big turning point for the character of Blair.
I'll be watching. I'll also be down the 24th annual Colgate Country Showdown coming up next Thursday, January 26th. Cassie DePaiva, thank you so much for joining us here on Tennessee Today. Really appreciate it.
Okay, Kevin, you keep watching. And, Brooke, you know, watch ABC One Life to Live. It's a good thing.
I gotta get so hip that I say, what do you say, OLTL?
OLTL, man. It's the soap thing, along with GH and AMC. Hey, I'm glad you joined us. Thanks, Cassie.
All right, all the best, you guys.
All right, Cassie DePaiva from One Life to Live.